I'm your regular speaker, Gary Colley, and it's always my delight to be with you from day to day for this few moments of Bible study. We're grateful wherever you're listening to your radio that you're going to take some time to be with us for these moments of study, and we're hopeful that you gain great benefit from our thoughts together. We're hopeful also that you will invite your friends and neighbors to listen. Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8 and verse 32. And if you desire to be free from those things which can deceive you and lead you to destruction, then we urge you to stay with us in our study of the Bible and study the Bible on your own. Know the truth, obey the truth, live by the truth so that heaven may be enjoyed by you after this life is over. Life indeed is real, said the poet. Life is earnest, and the grave is not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust returnest, was not spoken of the soul. That, of course, leads us into our thinking today concerning our question, does the spirit go directly to heaven at death? This certainly is a question of great interest and one that we believe many people want to know the answer to. There are those who say the spirit of man goes to heaven if he is righteous immediately at death. Then there are those who say if he is wicked, his spirit goes immediately to hell at death. But does the Bible teach this? This is something that we must see for ourselves from the book Divine. We learned on yesterday that our Lord, when he was crucified between two thieves, after one repented and desired to be remembered by him when he came into his kingdom, he said, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise," Luke 23 and verse 43. But here is the fact, my friends, that Jesus and the penitent thief traveled and journeyed that day to the paradise of that which Jesus spoke. But further we learn that three mornings later, on the morning of the resurrection, an account of which is found in John 20 and verse 17, that when one of the godly women approached him and was about to touch him, Jesus forbade her, saying, "Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended unto my Father." What? "I am not yet ascended." 3 days before, he died, but he had not as yet ascended unto the Father. 3 days before, he went to paradise, but he hadn't ascended to the Father. You see, his Father was in heaven, but he hadn't ascended to his Father. Therefore, he hadn't been to heaven, but he had been to paradise, but he hadn't been to heaven. Therefore, paradise in that passage is not heaven, is it? Therefore, people who say when we die we go directly to heaven are not thinking straight as the Bible would have us to understand. Is there anything to suggest to us what it is? I'm glad to tell you there is. As a matter of fact, the Apostle Peter on the great and memorable day of Pentecost, an account of which is found in the second chapter of the book of Acts, in remarkable speech which he made on that day, had occasion to refer to a prophecy of David, reciting it in these words, "David is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins according to the flesh he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne." Now watch carefully. "He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ." Observe, please, that the inspired Apostle Peter said that David was talking about the resurrection of Christ in that statement. Now watch what he said regarding it. "Thou wilt not leave my soul in Hades, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption." Acts 2:27 in the American Standard Version. Now, two things pertinent to our present study follow in this statement. One, our Lord's body would not be left in the grave until it decayed. And number two, his spirit or soul would not remain in Hades. But if it was not to remain in Hades, it had been in Hades, hadn't it? But it had also been in paradise, as he told the thief. Therefore, my friends, paradise is in Hades. But he hadn't been to heaven. He had not yet ascended to the Father. Therefore, paradise in Hades is not heaven. I raise further the question, is there anything in the Bible that would indicate to us the characteristics of the Hadean world? But we shall have to discuss that on the morrow. We hope that you'll be with us at that time.